Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Wesley?
Yes, he's speaking.
Hi, Wesley. My name is Nadine. I'm with the company Local Splash. I was actually following up with you. I don't know if you recall speaking with one of my representatives. It was back in February regarding first page placement. And
regarding first page placement, okay.
Yeah, and I was following up because I didn't see in the notes as to what might have held you back. So I just wanted to check in, see if it was perhaps the program, the pricing, or, you know, if you were just too busy at that time and you weren't
taking
on more work.
Is this for, like, SEO?
Yes, sir, correct. First page placement on Google.
For what business were you looking at?
Well, the business that I was looking at, yes, sir, Accurate Building Inspections, LLC.
Okay. Yeah, at the time we were pretty busy and, you know, we were kind of getting things launched. But I don't really remember what you guys were offering.
Oh, well, let me tell you what I saw in the notes. Maybe you might remember a little bit. So at the time you were 1 year out on your own. It looks like the areas that you were targeting, because you're in Coral Gables, but you were targeting Miami to Fort Lauderdale to Fort Keys,
right?
Yes. To the Florida Keys, excuse me. And then you also had, it was the Accurate BI, I think is what they put, .com was your website.
That's right.
And then that's all I saw in the notes. And I didn't see anything else after that. So it looks like at one time, I guess, you had also said that you had received a call earlier. I don't know if it was that day or that week, but someone was offering you like a $300 upfront and then a $200 a month after that. I did notice you have your Google profile page and you got two reviews on there. Good job. Did you do that on your own?
Yeah, we did. We did. I mean, we try to push our clients to leave reviews. It's a lot harder than it seems.
Yeah, I know, right? I always tell business owners that I see with Google profile pages, at least you have two, right? You would be surprised how many business owners out there don't have any reviews. And a lot of times they just don't have the time, or a lot of them feel kind of, I guess, gun shy to even ask for someone to leave them a review. And I tell them, listen, you're providing a quality service. I mean, you got to ask. You know what I mean? Let people know about you and the work that you've done. So, but you've done a good job so far.
Thank you.
Of course, of course. Do you mind if I ask, like, what other type of marketing do you do aside from the Google Business Profile page? Because I think was even an Angie's Leads that came up, if I'm not mistaken.
No, Angie, I do Angie's Leads, and Angie's Leads does okay. It is pretty pricey because I charge on a per lead basis. But as of right now, that's it. We were doing a little bit of Google Ads, but we did around 3 weeks of Google Ads.
Were you managing that on your own?
No, I had a friend of mine doing it for me, and it just really wasn't, we weren't really getting the clicks, the ROI at all, you know?
So
I ended up turning it off for now until I decided to roll back, until we, you know, were able to roll back around to it, give it some thought.
Do you mind if I ask, Wesley, what were you allocating to your Google Ads?
I was only giving a $300 a month budget. It was very minimal.
Okay. Yeah, the Google Ads can be a little tricky, right? I mean, because of the algorithm and all, and depending on what keywords or search terms you're using. What about Facebook? Do you ever go on Facebook?
I don't really have social media personally, but no, I did create a social media page for my business, but I haven't really put any effort into any of our social medias.
Okay. I'm just taking a look what the distance is. So Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Florida Keys. So we offer several packages, right? Depending really on the appetite of the business. We do packages that include Facebook ads, If you're familiar with Facebook ads are basically retargeting someone who's performed a search. They're for your services. They happen to go to their Facebook page and they're just looking at pictures or stories. Of course, they'll see your ad appear both on their desktop as well as on their mobile device. With the Facebook ads, you're able to target like an audience of interest, you know, income level or even by location, right? Typically, the Facebook ads are going to reach as far as 50 miles. That's the furthest they'll reach. Now, when we talk about Google ads, you're going to reach up to 100 miles if you wanted, which, to be quite honest with you, when you're targeting that far out, what happens is it's like taking a piece of toast and putting a slab of butter on it, right? As you're spreading that butter across the toast, you know how thin it gets, right? It melts. It's like the same thing with the Google ads. It spreads you pretty thin.
Got it.
I'm thinking, yeah, because see, we offer our Premier Platinum package. It includes both Google ads, Google Local Map, first page, Bing Local, directory submissions, which of course gets you listed on additional directories that are popular within your area. Just some of those to mention, you know, like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. It includes the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and then, of course, the mobile platform that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Regarding your website, real quick, I try to open it up, and for some reason, it says something's going on with the WordPress.
Really?
Are you updating it by chance?
Let me see it. Maybe my web guy is working on it. I know he.
Okay. Then that could possibly be. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. Cause I tried to click on it and then I went back out, tried to click on it again. And, it was giving me like an error message, something about the WordPress. So maybe it could be that he's updating it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That would make sense.
I'm going to look on right after I get off the phone.
Yeah, no worries. I just wanted to make sure because I'm like, okay, I know I was talking to a business owner. He's like, well, I haven't seen my website in 2 years. I'm like, oh, my gosh, then you didn't renew your domain. Yeah, it just says there's been an error on this website. So it could be
updating it. He's most likely working on it.
Okay, perfect. So we definitely want to make sure that your website is also being attached where your business is listed. Now, I know you're still considered a new business. So.
Okay.
Our Premier Platinum package, we offer that package to you at a fixed flat monthly rate of $449 a month. It's a month-to-month program. There's no contracts, okay? $300 of that we allocate to your Google ads that we manage, so you do not incur the cost per click, and we manage it to where it's over the span of a month, right? Now, there's also another package, you know, where you could go with what we call the Platinum, which is the next one down. Now, the Premier Platinum is offered to you at $299 a month, but what that package includes is Google Local Map, Bing. It includes Facebook ads. Now, I'll tell you what Facebook ads, and I'll explain the difference between Facebook ads and Google ads. When you compare Google ads across all industries, it is about a 4% conversion rate, average $10 per click, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you compare it to Facebook ads are about a 9% conversion rate, average 50 cents per click. So it's like doubled, right? But again, it's only going to reach up to 50 miles.
But a fraction of the
time? Yeah. And that Platinum package, of course, like I said, it still includes a directory submission, voice-activated searches, as well as a mobile platform. So that one's $299, and then you have the Premier Platinum at $499 a month. I mean, those are like your two options, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds good. I know we need it. It's all a matter of a budgeting thing for us. I think we can afford something around $300 a month.
Because even if, and let's just say, even if you started with the Platinum package, I still think it's a really good package, right? Because Facebook marketing works very well together hand in hand with Google.
Okay, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to create a new landing page that works with ours, or how are you going to revamp
our SEO? What do you
mean,
how we do it is like this, right? We take that Google profile page that you have.
Yeah.
You would add us on as managers. We optimize it to the first page and maintain it there, right, by your keywords and your search terms. So we're managing it for you on that first page. We're
the
not
Google
gonna
page.
Yes, correct. We don't create you a new one. And I'm going to tell you, I have found with a lot of companies that I've spoken with in the past, business owners, they've signed up with other SEO companies already having a Google profile page. And what those companies have done is they've created them a whole brand new Google profile, which is unnecessary and which can cause your Google business profile to go into suspension when they do that. So we're not creating you a new one. We are going to manage the one that you currently have. And another way that we help you with your reviews, you'll have what's called a client dashboard. It's a customized tracking and reporting system. You'll have a login to it. There is a way that you go up to the reviews. There's a tab. You could put your client's phone number. You could put their email address, and it will send them a tiny URL with a link for your reviews. All they do is click on it, leave you 5 stars.
Google.
They don't even have to comment. Correct. And that'll post.
Okay.
Yeah, because we definitely, that's the way that we can assist you too with your reviews. It's like super, it's really cool about it because it's not like you need to tell them. You could just send it to them by text because you'll put their phone number, or you could just send it to them through their email. And this tiny URL, all they're doing is clicking on it, leave 5 stars. I mean, they don't even have to leave a comment, and it'll post to your Google profile page.
Okay.
So that's the way that we also assist you with that. Yeah, because, I mean, we always, you know, urge our clients to get more reviews, because it's a modern-day word of mouth. You know, the more reviews you have, more people are inclined to calling you because they're reading reviews on your company.
Okay.
All
right. I'm going to have to talk to my partner about it. Would you want to set up a meeting on Monday?
Well, we are taking the holiday off on Monday.
Oh, that's right. I forget.
I know, right? I would assume we don't have big plans, you and I. Yeah, or else I wouldn't
either.
Be here today, right? All my friends are like, oh, we're taking off to Vegas. We're going to Arizona. I said, oh, it must be nice.
Must be nice.
I'm working. So
working.
Listen, on Tuesday morning, I'm actually, my granddaughter's graduating from junior high, from elementary to junior high. So I won't be here in the morning,
okay.
But what would work best for you on Tuesday?
You said that you'll be busy in the morning?
Yeah, because typically we're in California. We're 3 hours behind you.
Yeah.
I typically get in at 7, which is 10 o'clock your time. But my granddaughter's going to be graduating, so I'll be gone the first couple of hours in the morning. But I should be back, I would say, 11 o'clock, if not earlier, my time, which would probably be about 2 o'clock yours. Between 1 and 2,
yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Then I'll do
yeah,
that.
I'll try to have my partner on the line, and then I guess we can just go over the whole service with me one more time.
Yeah.
And then we can talk pricing, and then maybe we can see if we can do something.
Okay. All right. So I'll give you a call then. Wesley, have a good holiday weekend. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.